Hi everyone, how's it going? Today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click podcast English Online. Are you familiar with the word plenty? That's P-L-E-N-T-Y, plenty. Plenty means a good amount, actually a large amount of something. Usually when you say that there's plenty of something, you mean that there's enough of it, or even more than enough. To exemplify how you can use plenty in conversation, let me start with a popular saying. There's plenty of fish in the sea. What does that mean? That's usually said in the context of telling someone who just got out of a relationship that this person will definitely find someone new. Why? Because there is plenty of fish in the sea. There is no shortage of available people to be in a relationship with. Or at least that's what the saying means. Don't worry, you'll find someone. There's plenty of fish in the sea. Now, I've said there is plenty of fish because the plural form of fish is fish. Some people say there are plenty of fish, but there's plenty of fish is what I hear and see most often. When we're talking about uncountable things, such as food, information, time, room, we say there's plenty of food, there's plenty of time, there's plenty of room, and there's plenty of information. What does that mean again? That means there's a very good amount of food, of time, of information, and of room. There's probably more than enough food, time, information, and room. And by the way, that's right, I mentioned room as an example of something uncountable. I'm not talking about the rooms in a house, of course. We can count those, right? How many rooms are there in your house or apartment? Maybe two, one living room and one bedroom. Or perhaps you live in a studio with only one room. So that's not the kind of room I'm talking about here. Room also means space. Let me give you a few examples to illustrate this meaning of the word room. Let's say you're a teacher at a language school and you're planning a class for 80 students. It's a lot of students, right? Usually the classes in the school are attended by 20, 30 students at most. So you call the school coordinator and you let her know that you need a classroom with enough room for 80 students. What does that mean? That means you need a classroom with enough space to accommodate 80 people, plus one, you. You need a classroom that's big enough for 80 students and one teacher. You need a classroom with enough room, with enough space to accommodate 81 people. So when you tell the school coordinator about your plans, she says, "Our classrooms are definitely not large enough to accommodate 80 students. None of them. I think our convention center is the only closed space with enough room for that." That means the school's convention center is the only closed space large enough to accommodate 80 students. There isn't enough room in the classrooms for 80 students. In the convention center, on the other hand, there's plenty of room for 80 students. And here's a very common expression, make room for something or someone. Imagine that you work for a small company with three other people, including your boss. Now, your boss has decided to hire another two people. He says, "Team, I know it looks like there's no room for anyone else in our small office, but we're going to have to make room for two new employees. I'm counting on you to make this work." Your boss is asking the team to make room for two new employees. So maybe you have to move your desks closer together, but you guys will have to somehow make room for another two employees. That means you have to somehow create some space that will be enough to accommodate two new employees. So it's very common to hear people say, "Oh, there isn't enough room for this or that here. My apartment is very small, there isn't enough room to throw a party." Or, "I want to buy a new car, but it can't be too small. I have four kids, so it has to be a car with plenty of room for all of us. So this person needs a car with enough room for 4 kids plus the adults. This person needs a car with plenty of room, right? So back to the word plenty. Every time you hear there's plenty of something, you can be sure that there is no shortage of that thing. Whenever someone says there's plenty of room in our office to accommodate 50 people, this person is saying, don't worry about the size of the office. It'll be enough. It'll probably be more than enough. There is plenty of room for 50 people. We could say about the internet, there's plenty of information on pretty much any topic you can think of. Would you agree? I'd say anyone would be able to find plenty of information on pretty much anything when they look it up on the internet. So let's say someone says, I'm not sure we have enough food for everybody, and the other person is sure that there's more than enough. That person could say, oh, we have plenty. Plenty of what? Plenty of food. That means we have a large amount of food. Don't you worry about it. Or you're at a meeting and you ask, do we have enough time to finish this project? Your colleague says, plenty. What does he mean? Plenty of time. We have plenty of time to finish the project. We have an ample amount of time. We have more than enough time. We have plenty of time. That's all for today, everyone. How about you leave some examples in the comments? Talk to you next time.